run over. Look out here.
Volunteers at the Braddock Bay Bird Observatory are getting ready for the fall migration. The observatory is on the shore of Lake Ontario, just west of Rochester, and hundreds of species visit each year: sparrows, swallows, finches, warblers, and more. Today, the volunteers are repairing these big nets about 12 feet high with superfine mesh. That's how they catch the birds. Andrea Patterson is the education director.
When they're flying along, they kind of hit these soft nets and fall into little pockets or hammocks.
Volunteers take measurements and estimate the bird's age and put on a little numbered band so other sites can identify them. They also record when different types of birds show up. And Patterson says they're noticing some changes.
Magnolia warblers are the first arrival is on average about 2 days earlier. Lincoln sparrows, the average arrival is about 4 days earlier. And that might not seem like much, but that's, you know, that's 1 day every 6 years, and that's going to add up over time.
And it's not just those species.
Almost across the board, we see that birds on average are arriving earlier.
That's Marshall Iliff with Cornell's Department of Ornithology. He heads up the website eBird, where recreational bird watchers record data about what species they see, when, and where. The birds are arriving earlier because they're reacting to climate change.
We're certainly in an interesting period in terms of climate. Things are changing quickly. They're not only warming, but becoming more variable.
Warmer temperatures are prompting the little travelers to start their migrations early, and even a couple days' difference can disrupt a delicate natural balance and put entire species at risk. Take the black pole warbler, for example. Here's its high-pitched song, courtesy of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology's Macaulay Library. Each fall, this tiny bird takes off from its breeding grounds in the boreal forests of Canada and flies 4 to 5,000 miles to South America. The birds weigh little more than a pair of nickels, but they can fly hundreds of miles nonstop. They have perfectly evolved to be in sync with their environments, so when the timing shifts, the birds might not have a place to make their home or enough food to feed their hatchlings. Birds aren't the only species affected, but scientists are studying them as an early indicator of the threats of climate change. For Patterson, holding a bird like the black pole warbler connects you not only to that animal, but to the environment in this really powerful way.
I remember going to Norway and standing on the train platform where my ancestors emigrated from. And I stood there and I thought about my ancestors getting ready to leave, never to return. And that was pretty profound. But what many birds do is even more profound. Because for them, the entire species packs up and heads off to a place that most of them have never been to. And they hope that there's something good for them when they arrive. And more often there isn't.
Patterson says she hopes the information they collect will help researchers raise awareness about the threats to birds and aid conservation efforts. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk in Rochester.